Yorkton. The Yorkton Terriers were in action Wednesday evening hosting Kindersley at the Westland Insurance Arena. The hometown fans had reason to cheer in the opening 20 minutes of the SJHL contest as Dustin Rennes scored the only goal of the frame. It was an unassisted marker at 14:49. The second period swung in the favor of the Clippers. Russ Demo tied the game 1-1 with a goal at 4:22. Then with only 1 second left on the clock in the period, Nathan DeGraves scored for a 2-1 Kindersley lead. Cam Perlinger scored 31 seconds into the third frame and the Clippers were up 3-1. David Coyle scored at 13:53 to cut the Clipper lead to 3-2. Then a goal by Jaron Desnoyers at 18:09 made it a 3-3 tie and the game headed to the 5-minute overtime. It took only 1:24 of extra time for Jeff Hammond to score and give the Terriers a 4-3 win. Cody Jaman was in net for the Clippers, facing 40 shots in the loss. Ethan Farrow faced 22 shots in the Terrier net. The win leaves Yorkton with a 2-0-2-7-2-2 and 44 points, still last in the SJHL Viterra Division, 4 points back of Weyburn, 6 back of second-place Estevan and 9 back of front-running Melville. Road action. Tuesday the Terriers were in Wilcox to face the Notre Dame Hounds, one of only two teams sporting a worse record than Yorkton before puck drop. The teams played even in the first period as Anthony Domina scored on the power play at 8:31 for a Terrier lead, and Roxanne Bird knotted things 1-1 with a goal at 18:22. Yorkton struck 46 seconds into the middle stanza as Jeff Hammond scored to give the visitors a 2-1 lead. Notre Dame would leapfrog the Terriers then as Jacob Lundin scored at 9:40 and Paul Bloomer on the power play to give the Hounds a 3-2 lead through 40 minutes of play. Colton Corrin tied the game with a Terrier goal 2:51 into the third period. The host Hounds inched back ahead 4-3 when Ashton Breyer scored at 8:36. A minute 4 later Hammond scored his second of the game for Yorkton and the game was again tied, this time 4-4. The eventual game winner came at 18:38 as Brett Butts put one in the twine behind Hound netminder Spencer Borso to give the Terriers a 5-4 win. Boros had faced 33 shots in the loss. Ethan Farrow was in the Yorkton goal for the contest, facing 37 shots. Up next the Terriers are in Nipawin Friday, then host Kindersley Saturday.